الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله رسوله، صدق الله العظيم. Allah give us tawfiq. Really, what were we going to say? All this mafuzat we heard, and from all the other programs, the tafsir in the morning, the 11 o'clock program, all the kitabs, etc., after Zohar, the kitabs, and now all these beautiful, beautiful advices. Allah, let us take it to heart, inshallah. But just to repeat again, Maulana read it out, but this is such a very common thing today, that if a mosquito enters the house, we start spraying or whatever else we do. And when the other things which attack our deen, and if somebody speaks up against that, we become his enemy. If somebody speaks against the mosquito, nobody will, all will say, yes, you need a mosquito net, or you need this to spray something, whatever. And worse still, if there are scorpions and snakes. And as was reading the kitab, just to refresh and just to remember, that children bring all, they do all funny things, like making chalk marks on the wall, etc. Or, for example, bringing animate pictures, which is very, very common, especially if they are going to school and in their textbooks, etc., all these things. And then they study that perhaps late at night also. And all that is in the house. But we don't even feel it today. Who of us even consider it? We don't think of it also. Mosquito is small. Snake is very big. Scorpion is very big. Allah protect us all. But these things we don't even consider it. Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious, inshallah, of all these things. In this ayat-e-kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you, hold on to it. And what he has forbidden you from, stay away from it. So amongst the very many things, mashallah, all the kitabs that I read, the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, so many. Of the many things, one very important thing which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave us is the beard. And he told us to keep a beard, and it is sunnah. The opponents of the beard, they say that at that time, it was a common practice, all used to keep beard. And I make a lot of dua that some scholars, and who got very senior positions in the Islamic world, they are promoting that it's not necessary to keep a beard. They are promoting that music is not haram, etc. And they are promoting all the wrong things. So we, at this time, how much more mustn't we be concerned? We need to be very, very concerned. Anyway, the beard in Arabic, lahya, which is the lower jaw, dhar, your lower jaw. So if you open your mouth, you can feel your lower jaw. That is the part of the beard, where the beard must grow. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, and this is a subject which is very broached on very seldom by even ulama, about, because mostly in the majma, in the crowd, there will be people without beards. One is, if the beard doesn't grow on its own, like small youngsters, or many people, elderly also, there are certain communities there, the beard really hardly grows. So they are excused. But this is in the case of shaving the beard, or shortening it below, it's what it's required. So people feel offended, so the subject is not broached. And many times it happens that the mutawalli hasn't got a beard. Now the poor imam, how is he going to broach the subject? It becomes very difficult. But Hazrat Shaykh, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, that these difficult, difficult subjects also, he made it so palatable. And in fact, when Hazrat starts speaking on the beard, the people are laughing. And even those that haven't got beard, he may, and it's acceptable. People understand that. For example, once in Bombay, Hazrat gave a talk on the beard, and then on part of it, inshallah, which hopefully we will cover, is the mustache also. And the best in the mustache is to remove it completely, not to shave it, using an electrical shaver, battery operated, that is, that works on the principle of a scissor. That's quite in order. But to use a razor and to remove it, that is not permitted. So, and Hazrat explained that the mustache, if a person wishes to keep a mustache, the best is, first division pass, Hazrat says, is not to keep the mustache. And if a person keeps it, the whiteness of the upper lip, that must not be covered by the mustache. Many people, in many communities, they keep big, big mustaches. And in fact, here on the side, curl it on the side also. And that is mainly they want to show their raw, their power, and their superiority. So that is not at all. So anyway, one youngster then, he said that, doesn't matter if I pass even second division, but I'll keep a mustache. So his father was also present. And his father, just informal gathering, his father said, no, you are lying. When you got married, you didn't want a second division girl. You wanted the first class, the best that is available. On that I remember, Papa told that there was one lady, very, very ugly, what on her face and whatever. And then her husband was blind. And she told her husband, the beauty that I've got, you can't imagine the beauty I've got. And he's blind, he can't see. And then some doctor, eye optician from another country came, who was famous, that is an expert in eye treatment. So she was worried now. If he goes and his eyesight is restored, then what is going to happen? So the amount of dua she made that he must not go otherwise. So anyway, so the mustache, so the father told you wanted the best girl. And also, for your furniture, you were not prepared for second-hand furniture. You wanted brand new. Everything you wanted the best. Then why? Hazrat Maulana Shahabral Ratsab, Rahmatullah Ali says, in the matters of deen, why are we then content with second class? That as long as it's permissible, it's not haram, or you have been too strict about all the examples that were given. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, Hazrat Damat Barakatum explains that where the lower jaw is, that part must be covered by the hair. And then, so that will be from the cheek is not part of the jaw. So if a person wishes to remove the hair on the cheek, it is permitted. And if you want to leave it, it's also permitted. There is no problem with that. Then that is the area the beard has to cover. Yeah, the bottom, where the beard reaches the, what you call this part here, the bottom. Adam's apple. That's a little bit lower Adam's apple, but more or less there. Till there, that is also part of the beard. So that is the area that has to be covered. There are many people who keep this whole beard on the correct area, but the length doesn't confirm. Alhamdulillah, what my little eyesight I see here, as we are here, most of the people's beards are all right. But otherwise, there are many cases where a person is like that, very pious also, very learned also, but there is a deficiency in the beard. And Allah gave me the tawfiq that I try and advise those people before we should feel frightened, shy. The person will feel offended. But Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that if the beard is to the extent of one hair less than what it's supposed to be, then the guna is the same as not keeping a beard. It is like you didn't keep a beard if it is just a little bit less. So there are so many people who are keeping the beard. Just a small adjustment And then it will be called a Shari'i beard, what is required, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us. And the beard of the time of the Arabs, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was, that was different. And the beard which is according to Shariat and Sunnah, which is specific, that is different. So the area, then the length of the beard must be one first length. And the first length we start not from under the lips, but under the jaw. From there you measure one first. And your own first. In this also Hadith says, like you go to a barber, for example, and you tell the barber's young boy, 5, 6 years old, come measure my beard. So he's got a small first. Or your own son, who's got a small first, and you tell him to measure your first. So then that will be very small. So the area is the first cover, and then the length of it also must be one first length. And Hazrat used to say, measure it, and a little bit extra is all right. On the other hand, don't keep it so long also. Like, for example, the Sikhs, they don't cut their hair at all. Jews also keep long beards. So that long beard, and Hazrat in his, how he makes it, and people accept it generally, Hazrat said that one Haji Sahib had a beard right till his neighbor. So long beard. And when he used to go for his stinja, he had to like put it under his armpit. Otherwise the beard will get napa when he goes for his stinja. So not such a long beard also. The proper sunnah beard. So, and as far as the cheek is concerned, Hazrat prefers that the hair be removed. And say, Hazrat says in his wonderful way, that if your wife wants to land a kiss on your cheek, so at least let there be landing space for it. Don't cover it all up. Let there be landing space for if she wants to kiss you on your cheek. So that is the area that has to be covered. The length that has to be, the beard must be kept. Some nations keep the beard, the area covered. Many Arabs generally, which is known as an Arab beard. And that is, the area is covered, but it's just the hair. It's not the first length. And the requirement is that it must be a first length, a proper full first length. And your own first. And don't keep it too long also. And also with regard to the beard, Hazrat, is a difference. Hazrat also explains beautifully that on one occasion, some buzurg went and visited by somebody. And when he went there, the little children started crying. And they said, Hazrat says, we came here, he learned the word, that Opa had come. Opa has come. So the little children also told, that is why we don't, the father said, that's why we don't keep a beard. Because the children are afraid of a person with a beard. From there, one lesson Hazrat teaches, a lesson that we have to learn, is that if you keep your beard properly, Allah has put rob in the beard. And the children, the family, they will also respect you accordingly. Anyway, there Hazrat told that the child isn't crying because he saw the beard. The child is crying because he thought, I got two mothers. That my mother is my mother. And the father shaves his beard, so he also hasn't, so no mother. Today he sees, everyone is frightened for the father. For the mother, usually children will give the mother also one slap. And they will do with the mother. But with the father, and especially if he's dressed correctly, they will have respect for him. So that is very, very, very important. Then, what else, Mani Musa? Ji, Jazakumullah. And the first length must be here at the bottom also. And then on the sides also. And this also, Hazrat explains, make shukr to Allah that our beard doesn't grow like this. Otherwise, how should we all look? But when you want to trim your beard, then you take it like that. And you see a first length. And you allow just a little bit extra for safety's sake. Otherwise, you can cut right up to the first length. So that is also one very important aspect. G. G. Jazakumullah. The other masala is about the baby beard that grows just under the lip. And the baby lip, Hazrat explains, whole life it remains a baby. It just remains a small beard. Normally. Some people, it joins with the whole beard and it becomes of the whole beard. But normally it is just a baby. And to keep the baby beard is also farz. It's also compulsory to keep it. And Hazrat gives an example that if a baby, it happens, Hazrat Maulana Palanpuri, Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullahi used to explain that rosy which is meant for who it is meant, only that person will get that rosy. Sometimes you take a sweet and you put in your mouth or anything else and your little two-year-old child puts his fingers in your mouth and he takes it out again. So that wasn't meant for you. Therefore, if your child who with love and you have affection for your child, you don't mind at all. He takes it out. So the same way, this baby beard, it grows and it comes into the mouth. Okay? And so you don't bite it off. And it is very obedient, the baby beard also, Hazrat used to say. Just take little oil, put it there and just bring it down. Immediately it accepts and it stays down. So that aspect also is very important, the baby beard. See, also Hazrat explained the hair that grows below here at the bottom. That hair is permissible to remove. And that Hazrat explained, that hair which grows with the beard, that is part of the beard. And the hair that grows separate from the beard, that you can remove. The example Hazrat gives, like if India and Pakistan are at war, and there is a soldier, Pakistani soldier, and he's in the Pakistani army, so he will be looked after. But if that Pakistani soldier, he dresses like the India soldier, then he will be shot. So the hair that grows with the beard, that is part of the beard. And the hair that grows separately, it's seldom where it grows below. Then that hair can be removed. Yeah. On one occasion we just reached Karachi, and then Hazrat Damat Barakatum explained, it was in the 11 o'clock majlis, and as Hazrat explained, there are three rulings for the beard. One is taghsil, to wash the beard. So that is also important, the beard must be washed. Next is tadheen, to put oil in the beard. From time to time, we should put oil also. And the third is tashmeet, to comb the beard. So that also must be done. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to explain, the beard is a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And every sunnah is beautiful. So keep your beard also in a beautiful way. There are very people who keep zulfa. Zulfa is also sunnah. But very important then is to comb the hair also. And many times that zulfa is kept in an unkempt way. It is just like wild it is kept. That is not correct also. If you're keeping a zulfa, keep it in a beautiful way. Beard, to keep zulfa is sunnah. And the beard if we're keeping, that is a must. It is part of our sharia. But keep it also in such a way that it is acceptable by everyone. Don't keep it like it's growing wild. We never comb it. We never put oil in it. We don't wash it, etc. That is also very, very important. Hazrat one beautiful explains that in Jannat, it comes in the riwayat, that a person won't have beards in Jannat. So the reason for that, Hazrat his knowledge that he had, that people who will enter Jannat will be at the age of 30, 33. And that will be the age of maturity. When a person matures, like yeah, mature by the age of 15, the latest is by the age of 15. And the height of your desires are at that age, just when you mature. So in Jannat, you will remain there. And a person won't grow older in Jannat. He's going to remain at that age. For example, a boy matures at 15, but at 15 his beard doesn't come out. beard comes out, perhaps at 18 or around about there, then the little hair starts growing. So till then, so in Jannat you won't reach that age where the beard starts growing. So you will be at the height. May Allah bless us all with Jannat, forgive us for all our gunas and everything, and what enjoyment there will be then in Jannat. Another thing, that the beard, if a person cannot, doesn't know the area that has to be covered, an easy way is, if you open your mouth and your two lips where they meet, from there upwards, if you go to the front of your sideburn, that is the area that has to be covered. And what is beyond that, on the cheek, that is permitted to be removed. So the beard, and today we must also make a lot of shukr. That was the age, perhaps in the time 60s, 70s, where hardly anyone here in our country had beards. If anyone kept, he should be called Bharatman, that he was a man with a beard, or dhari, that is now the people who got beards. Otherwise, people were hardly keeping beards. Allah give reward to the work of Tabligh and Dawah. Ulama started working and bringing it to the notice. Today, alhamdulillah, the beard is common. Wherever you go, you will find people with the beard. Gee. Anything else? Anyone else? Any? Gee. Noor. Especially when the beard turns white, then the amount of noor there is. And the beauty Allah Ta'ala has kept in the beard, and we also should try and keep it in a beautiful way, in a suitable, beautiful way. Hazrat also explains that in Europe, America, the Sikhs, they don't remove any hair on the body anywhere. That is according to their religion. So they serve in the police force, army also. And there the law is that they are not allowed to keep a beard if you're working in a police force, in the army. But they fight court cases. They take the matter to court. And then in court, they are granted permission. So in any case, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in the court of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in the court of Allah, if Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is to bring a case against us, that what fault did you find in my sunnah, that you did not keep a beard, you did not keep it according to sunnah, what answer will we have there? So it is imperative that we keep and make the mizaj in the family. And this will start that if, like we heard in the kitab reading, the upbringing of children, and one alim, very senior alim, once explained to a few people in an informal gathering, and he said that you people think that what is a parenthood is just to make children, to have a baby-making factory. And after that, the tarbiyat of the child, you don't think about it. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, he says he was 3 years old. But his mother already was making so much effort on him that when he was 3 years old, he fell off the bed. And then he started screaming, Qiyamat, Qiyamat, Qiyamat. In other words, the picture of Qiyamat was so much on his mind. And today we say with the little children, they're still small. Leave them. Don't be so strict. Don't be so hard with them. And as we heard in the kitab, what that child grows up with, that is what is going to be in that child. And today, who of us, Allah forgive us, we don't think of the tarbiyat of our children in the true sense of the word, that to make them understand. So the child grows up, and then like girls also, many times they find it when now they are baligha, around about 10, 11, 12, whatever, to cover the face, they find it very hard. But if it is in the environment, then it will be, they will accept it. The same way with boys. Many boys, while they're at school, high school, now to keep a beard there, where nobody else is keeping, or when they go to university, to keep a beard there. But if they are brought up properly, and we look after them, then inshallah, they will be happy to keep the beard. And it will be our honor a great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The beard will go and join with the sideburn here. Don't cut it short there and leave a gap there. It will grow up with the side of the beard. It will grow up to the top. There's a lot of that also. Today the hair which is kept, and many keep it in the name of Zulfa, but if it's two lengths, that also, all the fashion of the West, many people, they take a square cut, for example, at the back. And that is a strange thing also. If you're doing it for your enjoyment, outward enjoyment, wrong enjoyment, but how can you see the back of your head? So if you are taking the square cut, you can't even see it yourself. But you insist on it. And there are many who just can't do without it. It is their way. And they just want to keep it. So any and all of the hairstyles which don't conform with the sunnah, with zulfa, there are three types of zulfa that we can keep. By all means, keep that. There is nothing wrong, that is praiseworthy. But all the other, all the fashion and following, and today so many fashion, dyeing the hair also, which is also a common thing with boys also. So all these things we should try and avoid also. This is a wonderful, this is Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explains this also. If you have a proper sunnat beard while you're sleeping, it can be Laylatul Qadr also, and you are sleeping, you are getting the sawab of keeping a sunnat beard. On the other hand, if it is not according to sunnat, then even if you are in namaz, but you are in guna. And how many people who are in namaz, but the beard is not there, or it's not the proper, the length, the area it has to cover is not there. So a person while in namaz is in guna. And on the other hand, a person while he's sleeping, he's in sawab. Gee. And that also, if you have the beard, when maut will come, mashallah, you'll go with the sunnah. And that also we must make Lord dua. There are sometimes the hospitals, they insist to shave the beard because of some treatment or something. And Allah Ta'ala forbid that a person whole life he kept the beard, and now perhaps that hospital treatment, it may be also strange it is that mortuaries in a town are kept with the hospitals mostly. And the hospital is Shifa Khana, where you get Shifa. But the most people that die are in the hospital. Therefore, they have to have a mortuary there. So Allah protect us. Allah save us. And keep go with the beard in the qabr. That is also a great, great ni'mat. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala give us. There are some certain other points. As we remember them, we will also discuss them. So Allah give us all. And this is why also I mentioned, and I also said that I see most of us here have got the sunnat beard. And I also usually say that we will do this as a free of charge if anyone wants to check whether his beard is right or not. Many times the beard, another thing, that the beard, one is we keep a French beard, which is just a thin line. That is not the correct also. Or we trim the beard here so much that it becomes like a L shape. And what is here on the below the cheek, that also gets cut. We go lower and lower. And we don't keep the full beard. So many of us, we must be careful that line mustn't go beyond. If you keep a little hair above, no problem. You keep it, but be safe and keep the beard properly. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.